Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Good morning, we are on the platform at Maze Hill. We've already had a lovely day so far.
It's been awesome already, just joining everyone on the way to London Marathon 2017.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Yeah, you've had your haircut, actually. We were talking about that. Your marathon haircut is an important thing.
I always have. It's one of the rituals. I always have my marathon haircut.
Yeah.
Just to line up feeling crisp and a bit lighter.
It also means when strangers reach out, they don't just shout out. They can reach out and touch the back of your head.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of the back of your head now. Yeah, look at that. That's what a lot of people are going to see that.
Well.
Make it nice
hopefully,
for them.
Yeah.
And it's so lovely, isn't it? Because you come out, and as you move through London, you realise, from even like virtually on your doorstep, that everyone around you is going in the same direction.
You start to see the odd person just when you leave, and then by the time you get to South London, the entire train is just full of runners, isn't it?
Yeah, with London Bridge being closed, I got off a bus near a monument and just walked, and no one knew where they were going, but everyone was just looking around for looking for other people. With the bags and just kind of drifting in the same direction. It was beautiful. It was
nervously
really
munching bananas.
And you meet
and
people,
malt
meet
loaf.
Nice people. I met a guy I know on Kev. Hope you've had a good run, Kev. And but we were talking to an Australian guy at the same time, who, you know, and then I met another guy in a wheelchair who couldn't do it last year because he broke his shoulder in training. And then we met some people on the train.
We met quite a character on the train, the guy from Inverness.
Yes.
What a character. He's running it in chainmail, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's
really
gone for a record.
Heavy chainmail.
Yeah, well, he had to add 5 kilos to get the record.
The Guinness Book
of
Records. He's running, is it like 25 kilograms worth of chainmail on him?
Yeah,
On quite a thin bloke, isn't he?
Yes.
Quite a small character. He's probably about half his body weight.
He's got quite a light frame, morning.
He's come down from Inverness. He's a reservist gunner in the RAF. Very cheery, chatty, gentle character. He's going to be very tired by the end of the day, isn't he?
He'd read your column about the Park on Cheetah. Do you know, I saw the Park on Cheetah the other day.
Did you see him?
He's a character at that park.
Yes, he is, yeah. He kind of helps run it.
Yeah. He's a big gun on scene.
Yes, he is, yeah. Did you see, was he cheating?
Oh, I tried to clock him. I didn't see anything. I was a little bit busy running it myself.
Yeah. Yeah,
but he's
walking around in the community. No one's saying anything.
And it's weird about that being that guy, you know, because it is. It's all part of the same deal, isn't it? That it's like they say that Donald Trump cheats at golf.
Yes.
So if you're the kind of person who doesn't get that's bad, you're going to do it, aren't you?
First, they came for the park run, and no one said.
Oh, that's good. Excuse me, may I take your photo? Was that costume expensive? Look at you, excellent. TK421, why aren't you at your post? Have a good day.
Good luck, man. Good luck. Have a great race, man. Cheers, man.
You saw him as well, right?
Yeah.
That is, he's
that's
just,
wild,
listeners, that man is just
that's
properly as a stormtrooper.
Yes.
That is going to really chafe.
How much Vaseline is in that?
How far has he run to know that? Good.
I bet he is.
Because the kids have nightmares about him.
How much Vaseline is swilling around inside that stormtrooper's outfit? What a character.
Oh, that's beautiful. So, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, it's been lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been really nice, of course. You start to get... Did you sleep well? Let's do some.
I didn't sleep well.
You didn't.
But
sleep
I didn't.
Well.
I've slept worse.
Yeah.
I feel quite rested because I took a night off last night, which I haven't always done, and I got my brother. Thank you, John. Drove me to my gig on Friday night.
Nice.
And I
nice.
Did nothing yesterday. Like, didn't leave the house.
Right.
Just
right.
fussed.
Yeah.
Fussed around, you know.
The fussing, the laying out of the kit.
Yeah, which suits me. You know, yeah, I'm nice a big fusser on a normal day.
Yes.
So
it's a great opportunity for fussing, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the fuss marathon is almost complete.
It's almost becomes, the marathon almost becomes about getting to the start.
Yes, that's
with
right.
everything sort of there.
Well, that's it. That's like a metaphor, though, isn't it? Because that's what all the training and the psychology are for as well.
Yeah, let's be grateful, man. We've had a full chunk of training with no real injury, have we? We've been fine.
Oh,
you know?
My God, touch wood.
Yeah,
I'm actually going to touch this tree. So did you sleep well?
I did sleep well, yeah. I've had a good couple of nights. I got to sleep about 10, actually.
Oh,
and then,
wow.
But then I woke up about 4 and then went back to sleep again. But it's good if you can get a bit before midnight, isn't it? I was just shattered.
Yeah, I don't think I got any before midnight.
I've just had a couple of days not really doing much. Yep. I did my 20-miler yesterday.
Yeah.
Last 8 at marathon pace.
Yeah, good. Just because you're tapering.
Yeah, just pre-taper. Then I've had my 4 hours taper. A lot of booze yesterday.
Did anyone? Because you.
Some people believe that.
Some people.
One person believed it.
Well,
so you shouldn't be running 22 miles on the day before your marathon. Because I tweeted.
You deadpanned it, and you are quite the runner, you know.
Yeah, I am quite. And that's a problem with deadpan humour, isn't it?
Yeah,
I tweeted, just got back from my last run before London Marathon, 22 miles, 8 miles at marathon pace, now for the taper. And some people believe me.
Yeah.
Bless them. But don't worry, I disavowed them of that notion. I did reply and said, no, that's the last thing you should do. I didn't want anyone to to launch out.
I should be doing that.
Tip for the day.
Tomkinson said it was the right thing to do.
No, so I've basically I've had a few days off. I went for like 10 minutes sort of gentle jog yesterday in my race trainers, which are box fresh.
Yes.
Ready to go.
Now, listeners, we've talked about this before. You know, the fact that Paul buys new shoes and goes out in them is, the marathon specifically says don't do this. But also, I should point out, in terms of people who imitate you, he does get the same ones he had before.
Yeah.
So you are familiar with the cut.
I get exactly the same.
The cut
training.
And weft.
And,
morning.
What it just gives you that extra bounce.
Yeah.
It gives you that extra 5%
bounce.
And I wear them around the house a little bit as well.
Yeah.
So I actually, I'm all for that method. But of course,
so you did 22 miles in 10 minutes yesterday?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Just zipped around.
That is good. It is slightly cruel that they make us walk for 5 minutes to get to the station we just got off at.
Yes.
That seems a bit unnecessary, doesn't it?
Is this what we've come back to Greenwich? No.
It's Maze Hill, right. where we just got off the train.
Right. That's a bit bizarre.
Yeah. But that's okay. It'll do us all good.
We've got bags. We're actually doing okay for time, aren't we?
We are. We got the earlier train. Very efficient this morning. Well done.
As we approach the celebrity. Have you got your tag, mate?
And let's talk. Oh, damn it.
Do you have your celebrity tag?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
That's the most important thing of the morning.
Well, it's good for me. It's good
so
for
we can get in the green start.
But tags
really out. Important. Just
we should
so
be
we know.
Showing this to all these people. You shouldn't be talking to us.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Yeah.
With my rather cheap Garmin.
That's right, Garmin. Yeah. So you're on watch. You've got a watch. You dropped that.
Yeah.
Tell us this story.
It's not really a story. I just thought, keep it simple. You might just need to have a look. Why just...
Morning.
I was a bit worried about if it was close at 25 miles and
look
I didn't have a watch.
Mayflower. That's beautiful. That hawthorn, that's nice, isn't it?
If things were close for 25 miles and I didn't have a watch, I just thought I might just sink into a timeless zone.
Well, that's the one. That's right. You might go into the, like an inception.
Yeah, sort of.
Just go into limbo and finish 30 years later.
Some sort of abyss. And also, it can be good for morale, can't it, if you're doing well. The watch is good fun. But obviously, if you're not, it's not so good. Morning, mate. this way. I'm going to try and not look at it too much.
And the one to watch out for, I don't know if we've talked about this, and it's really key, and I think that it's something for you to think of, but it's something for everyone to think of, is really to be careful that if you don't not to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I wrote something down yesterday. I did a final music blog.
All right, yeah.
And I was saying that if it doesn't go to plan, it can all go to pot.
Yes,
you know,
you
can.
Just think, you've got to adjust things mid hoof, haven't you?
Yeah,
you
know? And you make an adjustment, and you say, "Oh, I'm just adjusting this." Oh, it's broken off. That's what we mustn't do.
Yeah, don't get too fatalistic.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be, you know,
we're all going to die, but not today.
My plan is to. I've kind of condensed my plan to get to 20 miles and race to 25.
Yeah, I like that. So, how long is it going to take you to get to 20?
If things are going well, between about 2:14 and 2:16.
Yeah, yeah, good.
I've got that little 2-minute window. Yeah. And then it's all on then kick in. Kick in.
I was just going to sing the Selector 3-minute hero to this
five
to the words
miler.
2-minute window, but that's not going to be useful to anyone because no one remembers the Selector 3-minute hero. 2-minute window. So I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I'd like to, my thing a bit like that is, and I'd be going well for this to happen.
Yeah.
I'd like to get to 24 miles in 3 hours.
Right. That'd be great.
That's a little,
that'd be amazing.
You know, because that's feasible. That's not wildly, that's not out of the park.
Yes.
But that'll be a really, that if I can achieve that, then I'll go, oh, good. And it'll help with the last.
It's good to have little mini goals within the. Within your goal itself, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely.
But not to spend too much, not to, that first hour thing, isn't it? Try to resist the.
That's right. You've basically got an hour and a half there to think about it, and you don't want to be thinking about
an
it.
An hour and a half
at
of
all.
Kind of waiting.
Exactly.
Waiting
and you, what you really want to be doing is thinking, la la la, la la la, what am I going to have for dinner?
La la la.
And instead you're thinking, 10 seconds, good, he's going well, I'm going well, got to run next to that person, blah, blah, blah.
Chill
blah,
out,
blah,
chill
blah.
Out. So, yeah, and it's. Your family's going to be at what point?
Mile 17.
Right.
They've got their starburst to hand
nice,
out.
Nice, like it.
Like I forgot it. To have my bananas this morning. Did Porridge you? And two bananas. That's
right.
What I was going to have.
That's your normal
and
thing.
I got
and
on the
so
bus, and the Australian guy said, I had two slices of toast, one with butter, one with banana.
Banana.
I was like, I forgot my bananas!
You
so I phoned
what,
up and I cancelled, not running it, not doing
they
it.
Often, reason for not running this year, no bananas.
Forgot my banana.
They, You know what, mate? They often have bananas at the celeb tent, mate. And they also have people that slice and feed you the bananas. You
yeah,
don't
yeah.
Even have to eat
do they have
yourself.
Couches we can recline
couches
on?
Couches to recline on with people to feed you bananas. And then people on hand to actually run the marathon for you.
Yeah, good.
In the time that you've asked for. Which will be great.
I like that you're a celeb expert this from the Antipodes.
Hi, I'm the celeb assistant for this morning, Mr. Deering. What time would you like us to run the marathon for you? 3:15 with or without banana?
He didn't have a rising inflection.
Or with a rising
was
inflection.
Nice. So, it's all in the, over the news, the marathon, even though there's a lot of other news at the moment. It's because it's the mental health marathon. It's the Heads Together thing. My daughter made a picture of me, because my family, I put on the Heads Together headband, right, that they
right.
give out.
Yes.
And it is, you know, good cause and everything, but that headband,
doesn't
no
look
one looks good in it.
Doesn't look great.
It's a
impossible
bad look.
To look good in it. It actually contributes to bad mental health. Watching people in the headband.
Yeah. So all good mental health, because I put mine on, and my wife and daughter, when they'd finished laughing, they insisted on taking pictures of me and having fun with them for the rest of the day.
Yeah, so I suppose it adds a boost to mental health that way.
Yeah, and so there's a composite picture of me and the Royals in the headbands.
I saw that. I liked that.
Yeah, so that was my daughter's
that
work.
That was good fun, yeah. It has been amazing the last couple of weeks, hasn't it? All this talk about mental health and
it's a great thing. It's genuinely, I think that
which marathon runners have known for years, but it's great that people can. It's almost become formalised as a treatment for depression, hasn't it? Running
yeah.
almost.
And it's funny because you know all kinds of things like you know good causes. Parkinson's UK, of course, is a key
of
cause
course,
for us,
yeah.
And a good cause as much as kind of funds and research and whatever needs awareness raising. But with mental health, that's more so than anything because having the conversation, the work has already been done.
Is everything? Yes. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Because once you're having the conversation, you've got past the problem that we're trying to address. I mean, there's other problems to address, but the main problem is stigma. It's not talking about it. It's kind of superstition. So.
No,
very superstitious.
No, it's been great. It's been great. That's really healthy, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And old Bryony Gorn will be there near the start.
She saw me. She got in touch and said she saw me running on the South Bank. I wasn't with you. I was with John Paul, John Halpin.
Yeah.
Cossard man. So
And he's running today, setting a crossword puzzle every mile.
Yes, that's exciting. Well, it's exciting for me.
What a kind of, and people do it while he does it, sort of thing.
He has got people at right. one on each mile give him words.
Right.
So as he runs the next mile, he comes up with a clue. Then he right. dictaphones it. His Garmin has got a dictaphone in it.
Right.
And then he sets the clue in, and then they publish it. But they publish it once he's finished it and made it legible to humans.
So he's got a
busy job on. Yes,
yeah,
yes,
but also
yes.
it's that's disassociation, isn't it? That's thinking about something
yeah,
else
exactly.
as opposed to the marathon, which a lot of people do, you know.
It is. Genuinely, I think it will help him some of yeah. the time as much as yeah. it hinders, so that's good. I think and he's done it lots of times before. It's like you were saying at the Expo. Well, the Expo was good, wasn't it?
The Expo was really good fun, yeah.
He was saying, what we're saying about dissociation.
It'll help him get through.
Yeah, but it wasn't him. It's getting
seven across.
Seven. I've totally forgotten what I was talking about and remembered about the Expo.
The faster people are, the less they disassociate.
Yes.
So the further up the field you get, the more people are just thinking of the race and relaxing.
Yeah.
The Kenyans at the front aren't coming up with
crosses. No, well, I think that.
But it's a method for. But I tend to disassociate a bit in the first half of the race, and then.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Just then, when I was being all obsessive and worrying in the first half, I don't think you're. It's that as much as. I think, yeah, you do dissociate, but I don't think there's as much of a dichotomy between what you are thinking and what you should be thinking.
Yeah.
I think you're kind of on message.
Yeah.
Because you're on the cusp, because you're an athlete.
Just trying to float through. Just trying to float. There's no need to get angry yet in the first half. Just chill out.
Angry!
Just chill out.
I'm
save,
not angry!
Save your energy to 20 miles. Seven across!
Yeah, it'd be nice to catch up with... we should. Hopefully we'll be talking to Bryony again in the next couple of weeks and finding out how it was.
Yes.
Because that was... you think back now...
She's
to that
had a real
first
journey,
run.
Hasn't she?
Absolutely.
She must have had an amazing
and
journey.
And we caught her at such an interesting moment when the year was just beginning and she was just getting used to the idea of this
yes.
marathon and this Hez Together thing. So I think that it'll be really interesting to...
see how the training's
gone. She has
gone
committed
and see
to a run, but of course, once you do a marathon... Sometimes people cancel a couple of runs.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
fair enough. I'm going to blow my nose. Excuse me.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
And she was chatting to Prince Harry, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yep.
She's been up there, hasn't she? Mixing with royals.
Yeah, but, I mean, how does that compare with meeting us? You know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. She had a run around Clapham with us in January.
Yeah,
it?
Exactly. That's
you
a
can't
hard
compete
point.
With that.
We've found used condoms together.
Yeah, once you've done... It was more of a social occasion.
Great
that's a
days.
Different story.
Great
yeah.
days.
Yeah. Once you've done run compod, you never go back.
No.
You never go back. Literally, they never go back.
No, you never go back. It's weird.
They'll never,
they'll never come back. They'll never return any of our emails ever again. Here we are, look at you. Now, tell me. Okay, so miniature goals. Are there any other mini goals you haven't mentioned? Your family, they're going to be...
They're going to be at the 25-mile point.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's a bit of a race to 25, and then if it's going well, chill, and if not, you know, just deal with it. And
well,
run,
and
run like
remember, in York, you had a great time in the final straight. You know, when you
I
but
really
then in York,
it.
You go away from people, and then you come back to people, which really helps.
Yes, yeah. It's and it was less busy in York.
Yeah,
that's one thing I really enjoyed about it. Today, it's going to be about. Just not getting too bothered about all the general busyness.
Yeah, but the green start's going to make that easier than Bath.
Yes, yeah,
so
yeah.
So that'll
yeah.
be lovely.
Yeah.
And
wouldn't it be awful if we got ushered to the back of the green start?
When I was
sorry,
in...
guys, not that famous. Could you just go back another? could you go back another?
You know,
just behind the guy in the chainmail. Would you go back
Rob,
behind?
You're a little bit slower than Paul, and particularly in the running community, they don't really know who you are. So just you go further away than
Rob,
Paul.
If you could just go just a little bit further back from
go
Paul, but Paul, you
Paul.
Go back as well.
Yeah, go behind Paul, but go right behind him so we can't see you.
Paul, just behind the stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper, you go behind chainmail.
So
sorted.
So, Chris Evans first, then Cracknell, then Mark Chapman. Rob and Paul, about 120 metres further back behind the fancy dress. It's like going to the back of the choir when you're a kid. I imagine you could. Could you sing when you were a kid?
What?
Of course you could sing. You're a great singer. I couldn't sing.
It's too late. Forget it.
No ability at all then.
Yeah.
No ability. Completely ushered to the back.
I could sing, but I never went in the church. That's a whole other story. Except the day they christened me. And I didn't sing that day.
Yeah.
But I remember going to the back of the bus, but of course that was the cool place to go.
Oh, the back of the bus.
Yeah.
Get to the back of the bus. Get to the back of the van. Get to the back of the van. Get to the back of the van and the back of the bus. That would be awful. Green start. Deering, Tonkinson, get to the back of the van. What?
Okay, now
we need to run.
There's a big "please do not pee" sign coming up. What is your urine-related plan?
Well, I'm feeling okay at the moment.
I'm not. My bladder's full.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm feeling okay bladder-wise. So, but obviously on the day I'll be following my tried and tested formula of urinating as I run.
You said a few months ago. You said, of course, I would never do that in London. But I think the training has taught you that you're going to have to.
Training's taught me anything. It's that urinating on the run is loads of fun for everyone involved.
Hey, and always remember that in London, you know, in the city of London, that you would certainly not be the first person to wee themselves in the street. So that's nice.
I almost did it on a tube on the way here.
We all did.
Right, okay, well, listen. We're approaching the zone now.
Yeah, we're going to take a picture of these balloons and then final words before. Next time we talk to you,
we'll be post-London.
So, what's your mantra? Did you come up with a mantra since we talked the other day?
My mantra. What was my mantra? It was probably quite rude and angry. It's probably best
Don't say it.
It's quite angry and nutty.
Yeah.
Along with thinking of various members of my family.
Here we are. Look, they're going to get the picture. Sorry. Me and you. Okay, balloons. There's the balloons. Strong focus on what I want. I did watch Mission Impossible 3 last night, so if I can just run as fast as I possibly can while shouting at people in Mandarin to get out of the way.
Yeah.
that's my mind.
Did you see Rob? He just lost
it. Don't die!
Look, he's going to the toilet. Look, he's gone already. Look, people are just coming and going to the bushes already.
There's a big sign there that says, "Toilet's available!" Yeah. Right, this is it. We're a good start.
This is it. We're going to go into the green
start. Guys, we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you so much for sharing our journey. Let's be thankful, isn't it?
And here's to all the other running commentary runners.
And people running the Blackpool Marathon as well. Isn't there? There's people, there's Blackpool. I know we get a bit lost in London.
I mean, Blackpool, you know, talk about Blackpool if you want, but it's not a real place, is it? It's not a real place. I'm joking, guys.
He won't like that. So listen, wherever you are, have great races, and we'll have a chat later. Be strong.
Run well.
With gel.
We believe.
Yes. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
Here we are.
Can you hear that ambiance?
We've finished it.
We're in the enclosure. We're at the Parkinson's UK do.
Yes.
I believe that you're about to have some. Are you going to have the lasagna or the bolognese?
They're really looking after us. I've had a shower upstairs and I've sent Rachel off to get a spaghetti bolognese.
Now, people who are attentive to social networks or have followed you will know, but did you get your sub through?
I got my sub 3. It was a glorious day. I did 2:59, 21 seconds.
Which is in the Hollywood movie, that's quite tight. But you've really got 40 seconds.
It's really tight. Yeah. I mean, you turn the... You know, with about a kilometre to go, I sort of felt that I was going to get it because I was around the 3 hour bloke and I was sort of overtaking him. I just felt suddenly strong.
And did you do a turn of speed? Did you?
Yeah, I did. I went past him and I legged it. And then we saw the 59 and he just legged it again. Just loads of blokes sprinting like maniacs.
Yeah, I suppose you
and then punching the air and swearing. That was basically the scene.
Did you do that?
Yes. I did that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and it was good fun. It was great, man. It was great. How was your day?
It was good. I was just saying to my family here that the moment I was finished, I felt great. I'm just chatting. I feel normal. I feel good. Yeah. Which compared to last year is fabulous. Your dinner has arrived. I'm going to take a picture of that.
Oh, yeah.
I know I can't. My phone. You take lots of pictures, darling, because my phone's dead. Can you take a picture of Paul's bolognese? I'm talking to you in a special voice because we're recording. Cannot take a photo.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry. No, that's fine. So it's not like I'm hungry. happy to wait till the photo's ready.
I didn't. I got 3:26.
That's good.
It was the best run I was going to do in a day.
You did really well.
I ran the first 10 in an hour and 13.
Right.
Felt great.
Yeah.
and just I watched the graph as my speed went down.
Of course it is.
And I invoked the whole.
It's going to go down. It's going to go down for everyone.
Yeah, and from 23 it's a park run. And I knew I wasn't going fast, but equally it really helped me do the distance. And I really couldn't believe it when it was the end. I was like, oh, it's finished.
Yeah, well, I think the finish to London is great, isn't it? Because you come into town and then you're on the embankment and you kind of feel like you're on your way in.
That then. Moment, there's a couple of things that we haven't said. There's two things that I didn't thought about in all our pre-marathon talk. One is that moment when you turn left onto kind of Poplar High Street.
Mm.
And it's not a wild mile. You're coming up on 20, but you're not there yet.
Yeah.
It's not a lovely place. There's lots of nice support, but it's not like one of the places.
Yeah.
And at that moment, when you've just run not quite 20 miles... That's the first time you start running towards London.
Yes, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
it's pretty
good.
Tough.
We can
isn't
do that
it?
Now.
It's so tough, the marathon.
And the other thing is that the 20 to 23 is really hard, but 23 to 26 is great.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, absolutely, absolutely. And 25, the last mile is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I did that thing of I started my clock again at 20 miles. I thought I'm in a 5 mile race now. So yep. I tried to just, if I thought, I'm going to lose a bit of time, but if I can run every mile in about 7 minutes, as close to 7 minutes as I can, I'll get there. But it's not easy.
No.
It gets pretty ugly out there.
No,
it's
pretty ugly. It was quite good to do my parkrun moment and think, this is it. And I looked at the clock and thought, well, I've got like 25 minutes, so that's fine, because I do the parkrun when I'm not trying too hard and I've been running all day. I do it in 21, 22.
Yeah.
And then my leg said, yeah, but you can't go any faster than this. There's a bloke, one of our friends, pat me on the back and said he did the classic, come on, Rob. I was like, I'm coming.
Yeah.
This is the speed I'm going.
It might not look like I'm coming, but this is what we've established. This is reality.
I think that's a note to really supporters. Tiring. No mean signs late on in the race.
Yeah. Come on, Rob.
Come on, you can do this.
Come on, mate.
Let's keep it positive.
Is that it? Is that what you've got? I did the first mile in about 6:56.
That's centuries ago, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's slow. I mean, but then of course I overcompensated and went really quick for like 2 miles and then had to rein it back again.
I wasn't going probably as slow as my body should have for my optimum, you know, if I had like a train or whatever, but I was keeping over 7. I was doing like 7:15, 7:30
right,
at the beginning.
Yeah,
I was pleasing myself. And then I think about the fourth mile,
yeah,
I did a really fast one.
Right.
As it joins the other race.
Right, yeah. It's hard not to get carried away. It really is.
And you all your club runners, they rattle off at an incredible rate.
Yeah, they go really quick.
But and they all want to be on the blue stripes.
Which, frankly,
if you're coming in hard, if you're cutting in sideways to get on the blue stripes...
You're wasting a bit of energy
apart
anyway.
Apart from cutting me up, it's counterproductive, isn't it?
Yeah, you're wasting a bit of energy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm constantly amazed by how much water there is in London. You're surrounded by water. There's no excuse for being dehydrated, is there? I mean, there's water every mile.
You're
water constantly.
Yeah. It's like when you hear about other ones and they say they ran out of water, it's like a terrifying thing.
Can you imagine?
I mean, it's like saying there were man traps.
It would finish me right off.
In the last 10 miles.
There's no way. It's an incredible event. And obviously, the longer you do it, the more you get to know the course and stuff. It's really tiring, man. To be honest, I never feel good. I mean, because you line up and you're a bit, you haven't run for a few days and your legs are hopefully full of carbs and, do you know what I mean? You're just waiting to find a flow. But you know at the same time early on, you can't flow that much anyway because you don't want to go too fast. So you're holding back and then by the time you want to push, you're absolutely exhausted.
Exactly. And that's the ridiculous thing. I think a lot of people convince themselves they can do that. They can save it for later, you know, playing for the negative split.
Do you know
the one thing I had? I never saw the 3:20 timers come past.
Right, okay.
I don't think it would have made any difference. I think I'd have watched them go and go, oh.
Yes, yeah.
Because I watched the 3:15s go, I watched the 3s go because of where we started.
Yes, yeah.
And I watched the 3:15s go and I felt good about it. I thought they went away slowly, but I was getting slower than them.
Quite
logically. And then the 3:20 I never saw, but I don't think it matters. I don't think I could have done. The question in the long game is whether I am this slow forever or that's where I'm at the moment. But I feel fit and slow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think you've run a really strong, sturdy marathon, and it's not slow.
It's five minutes faster than last year.
Well, it's great. And you feel better.
Yeah.
You feel loads better. So that's it. And it's sub 8 minute miling. It's hard work, mate.
Yeah.
It's really hard work.
Interesting. I genuinely won't ask you this now, but you got your sub 3 now. Your running life is going to change. Yeah, you know, you've got a, yeah, something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever it might be.
I mean, we'll have a little look. It's just nice to get it done. I felt it's that thing of like you're running it. It's really hard, and then you've got to answer. It's so tempting to say, "Who cares? What are you on about? 24 miles? You're really tight. Just forget it."
Yeah, that's right. And when it's finished, you do kind of think, "Oh."
But you know that if you did that, you'd feel so. And also, you're so close. You're racking it down the kilometres. With 2 kilometres to go, you think, I can do this. And it just gives you that hope, doesn't it? Once you see the end.
Yes.
Even though you're really tired, if you can get a surge from nowhere. And also, I did my gels well. I did my gels every 40 minutes. I did a gel.
Yes, very good.
Which is unusual for me, because I normally just did them right at the end. But I did a gel 40.
I had a very sensible attitude to sweets and water as well. I drip fed them, but I had a couple. I felt a bit odd, like a bit kind of tingly handed.
In the last couple
of miles, and I thought, good, that's where I should be. This is exactly right.
It's hard work getting a gel out, though, isn't it? Just really, pretty tiring and tense.
You try unwrapping a Starburst.
Everyone's getting so tense about the gels.
Oh,
you keep them in your pocket.
This
you
is a low moment for me. I trod on a gel and squirted it onto my other toe. So I'm going to smell that for the rest of the way.
Oh, mate, it's great. Well, listen, nice. This is great. So
We're running the week. You have your bolognese. Congratulations. Listeners, we'll have a longer version of this conversation if our legs will allow.
Absolutely, yeah, we'll have a little jog. We'll have a little trot on Tuesday morning, maybe.
Well done, friend.
Mate, it was great. It's emotional. Right. Time to tuck into the bolognese.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, campers.
It's Tuesday, the 25th of April.
Yes.
Are we going to run?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, should we try a little?
Let's try and run. You. Do you want to?
Post-marathon attempt to run. How are you all,
Edgar? I'm fine. You know, if I'm honest, do you know what's making this run hard?
What?
My massive hangover.
Is it really?
It's really. I'm in recovery from yesterday, not from the day before.
Have you been sourcing it?
Whereas I think anyone who followed us online knows that Paul did it, but sub three. We're calling you sub three from now on.
Got there. Finally. Yeah. Finally.
And so this limp is well earned, but I'm going to take a picture of you running. Let's just sprint on ahead with my loose legs. Here he is. You can't really catch the limp in that picture, but there it is.
Hi, mate.
We can stroll if you'd rather.
No. We'll
see how you feel.
Try and get it a bit of movement.
It's a beautiful morning in Clitheroe Park. We're just going to do...
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
We're just going to go around 8 times.
Yeah. Just a quick 10 and then some weights. I fancy doing some squats today, actually.
Do you know, I was thinking that to myself this morning. I was thinking, thank goodness I had that before the marathon. You know, when you do something normal that's nothing to do with running and it really hurts your legs.
Yeah.
I was getting my running shoes out this morning.
Yeah.
And my leg went...
Any bending down really hurts. Anything.
It's a half bend, you know.
Yes.
So it's actually worse because you're not squatting or bending right over, but it feels like nothing.
Yes.
You know, you're slight, slightly bend your knees and reach down for something.
So what have you been doing? We'll chat about the race a little bit, but what have you been doing since the glory of London?
Well, it was immediate, I think, to talk to you about this on Sunday, but I just loved how I didn't feel broken straight away.
No, you were in much better spirits.
I actually said to my family, I said, remind me later that I did give it all, you know, the marathon wasn't easy.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll look back in years to come and say, I must have not run it hard enough. But that's not true. It was really tough.
Yes.
I'm just stronger than I was last year.
Absolutely.
So I need to kind of put that note in the memory, otherwise I'll start dissing myself for not doing it
faster. Don't do that. I think that's a really important thing for people generally too. If people didn't get quite what they wanted, just give yourself a break.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've had such a tough time. You know, it's a cliche. You know, everyone who runs it is a winner. But everyone who runs it has run a marathon.
That's right.
That's massive.
Absolutely.
That is huge.
And I really did have... And the other thing is, it's very... And when you... Like any time in life when you're down on yourself, you're actually quite likely to be down on yourself straight after the marathon because you're tired.
You can
Your
be,
blood
yeah, yeah.
sugar's low, you know?
Yes.
I really was trying... The main thing I was thinking about was my time and dissing myself for it. For about a day, and I knew it was ridiculous, but I had to kind of talk myself out of it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so went home and had a glorious meal, and did I tell you I had that Belgian beer?
You mentioned the Belgian beer.
The guys in Belgium gave me this vintage beer.
Right.
It was so nice. It tasted like a Tankfastic. It was like a sour cherry beer.
Like it.
And
sounds great,
yeah,
mate.
So I think we're worth about 150 quid. Drank that.
Wow.
And
so you tucked into that. This was Sunday night, was it?
Yeah, but I couldn't. I was too. I didn't really feel the alcohol on Sunday. Oh, my guts are in a right state.
Yeah, mine.
I thought that was carb gels, but apparently
mine
not.
Mine have been a little bit. I assumed it was sort of gels, but it's been a bit of a mess. It's all right.
I think when you hit it hard, your body kind of resets. It kind of shuts down that system. And it's a bit like when they shut down the water.
Yeah.
And
slowly starts.
And then when
to
you turn
again.
It back on, the tap goes. That's what's happening. That's what that is. I'm not a doctor, but that's what that
was. It does feel a bit like that. Yeah.
And then yesterday, it was quite busy yesterday, which was good.
Yeah.
I saw some friends, so it wasn't too hard. But I was out and about and doing stuff all day. And then last night we watched Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol. And I made myself that vodka martini we were talking about.
Sounds great, mate.
And then I made myself another one, and thank goodness that was the last of the vodka. Because
look at this guy.
Me and
look at that guy.
Yeah, he was looking good.
High prancing stuff. That was like dressage in human form.
Yeah, it was really good, wasn't it?
What an athlete.
So we'll see him again in a minute when he goes down the park. We'll be about another 10 yards further on.
Yeah.
When you see him in the distance, warn me. I'll get a picture. I'll get a picture for you, listeners.
That's great.
But me and my wife were feeling quite guilty and quite terrible this morning. After, because she helped me celebrate.
Good to let go a little bit.
Martini Monday, Marathon Boxing Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got to be done. What about you?
Since
the big day.
I chilled on Sunday.
You chilled on Sunday, like Craig David.
I chilled on Sunday. Ran 2:59 on Sunday. I chilled afterwards. I went out. The Heathside lot had a bit of a thing on Sunday evening, which I went to early doors just to chat to all that lot.
Congratulations,
which
Heathside.
Was the first social, and that was nice. And then
How many of them had run the big one?
A lot of them.
Yeah,
a lot of them. I mean, ranging in time from like 2:42, late 2:30s. A couple of them were
2:42,
and then anything up to like 4.5 hours. A real range.
Which is lovely.
Yeah, it was really nice. And then I went back to. With Rachel and...
Wait a minute, 4.5 hours is still a run.
It's a great time.
I was thinking of the
marathon.
It's nice that the community we talk to really goes right across the board. There was a friend, is it Sandra, who just missed Good for Age at 6 hours, ran a fantastic run. And the crossword setter John Paul in inverted commas I talked to last week, he did it in just under 6. He said it was his toughest one.
Well, but I think we were chatting about, because the heat came on a bit later, didn't it?
That's right. And he was also like red start, so he's like half an hour later starting.
That must be
and
tricky.
An hour and a half later.
That's
running.
It's so hard, isn't it?
And once the heat kicks in, and of course that's the time, even if it's only hot for the last 6 miles, that's when it's going to break you,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Watch out, that guy's turned up a lot of dust. What a
So I haven't really got that drunk, actually. I got a little bit drunk on Sunday and watched Match of the Day 2, and it was just a great day all around. All the football results went white as well.
Yeah, of course, it was a big day for football.
There was loads going on.
Yeah.
And had a bit of champagne with the missus. And then yesterday I just chilled out. It's great after the marathon, isn't it? Because you can get down to all that stuff that you haven't been doing, like admin and taxes.
Yeah.
Isn't it a joy?
Well, I'm doing topical comedy tonight, so I'm having to think about what's going on in the world. Yeah. Which is, you know,
it's like lifting
really
your head
rubbish.
Above this. And it's so great, isn't it, to have that focus of the marathon. And I must admit, I spent about an hour on BBC iPlayer just watching people cross the finishing line.
Yeah. Hey, Gina, talking to people crossing the finish line, of course, the big news story is the guy helping the other guy over the finishing line.
Yeah, the 252 guy, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was really kind of him. You wonder what his PB was. You wonder whether he was on for a PB. He's obviously a really good runner to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 that's right. But I thought I was might end up being. Was that when they were coming in, like 250 ish?
Yes, he came in about 252. That
I'm pleased because I was looking around for the finish timer because as I came in, so sort of 3:26. I saw someone helping someone like that and just steamed past them. Of course.
I know, the guy was
being helped and someone was coming to help.
Of course, yeah.
So I just carried on running.
You don't need me, mate.
And then when that hit the news, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone, the right
massive,
thing to do.
Massive guilt from everyone who's legged it past.
But if everyone helped, it'd be weird.
Yeah, they're in a serious zone there, 250s. I mean, that's, you know, there's people right at the very edge of exhaustion.
Yeah.
So I imagine he just saw the end and just his body just went chill.
Yeah, it's a bit like when you really need the toilet and you're on the doorstep.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So many stand-up comedians have recognised.
We should talk about that on stage.
We should do. Thank goodness some material about that. So talking of how you feel at the end, tell your run in real time.
Well,
by the way, still running, looking good.
Yeah, I wouldn't say looking good, but it's nice to run on really, really soft surfaces.
Yeah, looking good
as
a bit, John. Okay.
Yeah. Looking really
not
bad.
Looking like you did on
looking
Sunday.
Really awkward. Well, it was, I mean, we got there at the start. You know, I had a good night's sleep. You've done all the stuff that you're meant to do, haven't you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all fairly well documented, isn't it? Eat loads of carbs and chill and try and rest and just get to the start.
And it was quite chilled out. Lucky us in the celeb tent, but it wasn't that busy in there. I think there's a lot of stuff going on because Chris Evans leads out a big Children in Need bash that people have kind of paid to be part of.
Yes.
And then there was the woman getting married at the Cutty Sark. So I think that kind of trimmed down where all the marathon movers and shakers were.
Yeah, we had a good chat with we had a good chat with Vassos pre-race, didn't we? He's a character, isn't he?
He is what a runner.
What a man, what a runner.
He was saying I'd like to get sub-3 again, but I got it last year. And also, I did hill reps yesterday and I ran 38 miles over mountains the other day.
He's a maniac, isn't he?
He's a maniac.
The guy's certifiably insane. What a runner.
Yeah.
Incredible. And a real laugh as well, actually.
Yeah, and he got a sluggish.
He did 3:06. I know. He's really strong, isn't he?
He's a good man and a good runner.
Yeah, and he came up to me and went, hi, I'm Vassos. As if I'd forget who he was.
Yeah.
As if you'd forget Vassos when you've met him.
Yeah, that's right.
So I actually ran with him a little bit, actually. I set off, as you do.
Yes.
And I did the first mile about 6:56.
You know, just to jump back a little bit, right on the start line, I let you go. I knew that there'd be a rush off the start line. It's just that little pen.
Right.
And I just got to the back of it because I thought, these are all... I don't want to run off with the people on the... The guy in Tommy Tiernan's joke, just run off with the front guys.
Yes.
Accidentally running as fast as I can.
Yeah.
And that was a good decision.
Yeah, it's... It's really hard, the very beginning of a marathon. Cause, I mean, I sort of bumped into a...
Was there any scrummage?
No, it was fine. I bumped into a club mate after about 300 metres, when I'd been visualising the race, I thought, I might see him at about 22 miles.
Yes.
Suddenly I was running with him for the first mile thinking, I really like you, but I can't run with you for the whole marathon. Do you know what I mean? I think you've just got to run your own race, haven't you?
You have to find
a space to run your own race.
No, I don't think I've seen anyone who runs about the same pace as me.
Right.
So it doesn't really cross my mind. I'm either seeing people and saying hello as I overtake them, or there's people saying hello as they overtake me.
Yeah.
I think that's exacerbated. Again, that's a luxury of the green start.
We're so lucky. We are so lucky to start.
And we get it. It must not annoy you, so sorry about that.
It's amazing.
But it is great. because the clock is your clock.
Yes.
And we didn't get the hot marathon. You know, it was warming up.
Yeah.
Towards the finish, but there's a key there. So I don't know why I was going to pick it up. What use? It's fallen out of a runner's pocket, isn't it? I'm getting a picture of that. You keep going, I'll catch you up. Because if that's fallen out of a runner's pocket, they're in big trouble, aren't they?
Let's have a look.
Yeah, I can't find it now.
That's it, it's gone.
That's weird, isn't it?
It's the key to the next marathon. Yeah. It's the key to the next portal, the next marathon portal.
Yeah, I've got the key. I've got the secret. I've got the key to another place.
There it is, mate. There it is.
You got it? He's got the key?
Yeah.
He's got the key.
The mysterious key.
Offer our sympathies to the runner who dropped that and then got home.
Many years, many moons ago. So I did the first mile about 6:56.
Yeah.
Which is a bit slow for me, for what I wanted. So then I'm massively overcompensated.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's quite good.
It's a bit slow. As I tend to, and went through 5 kilometres in about 20 minutes and 30.
Yes.
Just too fast.
Yes.
And then I just slowed down and tried to find your pace. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
The pace.
And how were you pacing? Were you looking at your wrist? Were you looking at the clocks?
I was just looking at the clocks. I started my watch, but I was looking at the clocks.
Yeah.
Because you don't... I don't know how you feel, but I don't feel good for the first 6 or 7 miles, usually, of a marathon. Because you're just kind of... You're full of carbs. You feel a bit... Just slightly sluggish. The race hasn't really started yet.
Yep.
You try to run without engaging.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're running quite quickly.
Well, this
is... Do you know what I mean?
It's
really hard work.
I know it's against the spirit of the thing, but that's where listening to music is just great.
Because it takes you away.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a bit of a scramble off the start line for me, only a little one.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, oh, wow, it is a little bit like Bath, with people trying to find their place in the pack, you know.
Yeah.
And I just thought, it's 26 miles, guys.
Yeah, there's a long way.
It's going to be all right, you know.
There's a long way to go.
Not a time to be grabbing for seconds, you know.
Yeah.
And I put on my music player, and the first song I played was Has Been by William Shatner.
Right.
Has Been. You're talking to me? You're calling me Has Been? And it just, you know, the kind
just
of distance and ridiculousness of it. It was just perfect. Because when it comes down to it, you kind of want to shut your head down, don't you? You don't want to... There's nothing you can think that's useful. Almost nothing is useful.
Yeah, for the first... Almost for the first sort of 8 or 9 miles, you're kind of floating through. I mean, that's where I saw Vassos then, ran with him for a bit.
Yeah.
And we both realised at about 10K that we... Well, I realised I was going too fast, so I just consciously slowed down a little bit.
Yeah.
But you're still trying not to... mentally engage.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got this limited, what feels like a finite amount of mental energy, and so you want to save it for when it's needed, don't you?
I think I appreciated the miles more than ever before.
Right.
I've said it before, I don't like kilometres because they still feel far, but there's so many of them.
Yes.
They don't chunk it down enough.
Yeah.
But the miles, they were just ticking off, you know?
Yeah.
At the end, when I was much slower, not that much slower, let yourself off, Rob. You know, I was just using them. Everyone I appreciated.
Yes.
Everyone was over before too long.
Yeah.
The clocks were with us because we were a green start. So I just, you know, I literally ran 26 miles, 26 individual miles.
Yes. That's interesting.
And that was great, particularly in the first half, because I was taking, once I'd slowed down a bit, I did. By the way, I thought I wasn't going off too fast. I really thought I had my toe on the brakes.
Yeah.
And I was still doing... My phone was measuring, but it ran out at like 7 miles, so I didn't find this out until yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was doing... I did a couple of sub-7-minute miles in the first four.
Yeah.
And I got myself
it's
down...
It's hard not to, because there's that downhill mile, isn't there?
Yeah, and I was absolutely like, this is me, just... It just goes to show. I was so not running fast.
Yeah.
And if I'd maintained that speed... You know, I was basically... And not one, but two.
Right.
Like when I do a park run, which is me theoretically running... as fast as I can.
Yeah.
I sometimes run a 6:45 mile.
Yes.
But I rarely run two back to back.
Yeah.
And here I am doing them by accident. It's a crazy situation.
And then that's because you're sort of refreshed, you've tapered, you're full of carbs, the
There's
excitement.
People next to you running really fast.
Yeah, it's just kind of... Yeah. You just get carried away.
But once I settled down into 7.5, probably actually realistically, like 7:32s.
Yeah.
But I wasn't trying at all. I'm just cruising.
Nice.
And they were just, I'd get to the clocks.
Yeah.
And they'd say, that was another 7.5. I was like, oh, this is
nice.
Lovely.
It is nice to feel like going down. So what time did you go through the half in that?
1:36.
Right.
And then I saw...
Which is pretty close to what you did in Bath, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about a minute faster.
Right.
And I felt much better.
Yes.
I felt great. Felt great for the whole... You know, I knew I was going too fast once I sort of did the maths.
Right.
And I knew I was trying not to. So it was a good sort of... The balance was okay.
Yeah.
And it was only... I just clocked myself slowing down. And there was nothing I could do about it. I'd like to have slowed down less dramatically. You know, I'd just like to have kept more seconds and minutes back.
Everyone slows down.
But I was... Yeah, I was running. You know, I ran all the way. I had a wee at 4 miles.
Right.
And that's the only time I broke stride. I didn't break stride when I saw my family.
Right.
And...
See you. Thanks for coming out. I'm off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't
I know you made the effort. I'm off.
I couldn't see my mum at mile 25. But I was looking right and I was thinking, I've got to look forward now.
Yeah.
And then the finish, it's like, oh, it's finished. But it was tough, you know.
Of course it's tough. I mean, I went through half in about 88. 20, which was what I wanted. I did everything that I wanted.
Yes.
I planned it fine.
Yeah.
But then I couldn't... I took water every... There's no excuse for being dehydrated.
That's a really good sign. Really good sign. At really good timing. It was 14:15, and it said, conceive, believe, achieve.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what you did. You had a plan, and you did it.
Yeah. It was amazing, but... I took water every second. You can't... There's no excuse for being dehydrated in London, is
there?
No. You're surrounded by water.
Yes.
So I just sipped a little often. I just did all those things that you learn.
Someone squirted me with water once.
That's a water station. I like that.
I don't.
Yeah.
That is my decision. I said no. And then
I quietly said,
it was a little bit like your sweets incident. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But no, peace be with you.
That's what I said. No, thank you though.
And I took gels every 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Which I didn't want to. As you get on, the gels become less enticing, but I think that really helps.
It's good to, if you're fueling in any way, have the water afterwards, because the things that are good for you will make you thirsty. You know, those kind of sugars and salts.
Yes, yeah.
So when I had my fourth Starburst, I planned it to be...
You need water.
Just before the water station, so I could have water afterwards. But then I had my water, my last water. Like you say, there's plenty of water. I sipped twice and then drank a whole bottle.
Right.
And I did that before, I did it quite early on, because I had, with that parkrun thing in mind, I thought between 23 and the end, all I want to be doing is running.
Yeah, that's
right. And it was funny that using that, it's a parkrun to the end, because I had no acceleration at all.
Yeah.
But I knew that.
It does help you.
It still helped. Yeah, it's like, well, I am running this last few miles as fast as I can.
That's a big thing. I think that was it's actually quite nice to... When you take your last drink and you think, that's it now. I've done it all now. I've done all the drinking. I'm just going to race it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to be okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's quite... I think that was a big change for me this year. I mean, obviously, I've done more training and stuff. But I was aware at about 17, 80 miles I was tiring that if I was going to do this and I wanted to beat 3 hours... It was definitely going to be the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? I was just like, it was almost a depressing thought. It's just like, this is going to...
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to get away with this.
Yeah, well, you know what
it's
that is,
it's consistently surprisingly tough, the marathon, isn't it?
That's right, but you were still ready for it. You know, you were ready to be surprised by it.
Yeah.
You know, you said in training, you said way back on the towpath when we went out to Hayes in January, you said, you know, the fear is I'm going to... think this is difficult and then give up, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that was that thought passing
you. I kind of prepared for it, yeah. But I also... The big thing was, because I knew in York how disorientating that last 6 miles can get physically and mentally.
Yeah, yeah.
So I restarted my watch at 20 miles.
Brilliant.
For a 5 mile race.
Just so you could know what was happening.
Because the last mile, so I was trying to do every mile about 7. Because you're going to slow.
Yeah.
But I thought if I can keep close to 7... And also just think I'm just gonna hold my water till 20 and then really give it everything, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it really worked. I was lucky it worked.
Well, for better or worse.
Pretty ugly.
Already run a long way really fast before you start running to London.
Yeah.
I think maybe I said this just now for you listening, but I don't think I've ever
realise before the way that last six breaks up into two halves.
Yes.
There's the really tough 20 to 23.
Yeah.
Where you're not close enough and you're thinking, when are we going to get to the people coming the other way?
Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
you do and you see them and that's heartening because they've got... But then it's kind of depressing as well because you're thinking, oh, they've got even further to go and you think about that. But then once you get past them and it's 3 miles home, 23 is a relief.
It's the finish is, yeah, even within that 25, it's like 20 to 23 is really hard and 24. But then it's basically two miles, eight laps around the track.
Yeah.
I can compute that in my mind,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the finish in London, I think, is fantastic.
It's amazing.
There's something about it that just...
Yeah.
Just drags you in.
Yeah, and you get off the river, you've been running in a sort of straight line by the river for miles on end, and then when there's just a mile to go, you turn right at Big Ben.
Yes.
And it really does drag you in. There is a tractor in there with the countdown, the support.
You've got that, and you've got the red things at a kilometre to go, 800, 600, 400, 200.
Yeah, and you can't believe they're only 200 metres apart, but still, it's still really helping.
Well,
and
I had
they do mark off that 385 yards as well.
They do, yeah.
Which is
yeah.
really good.
Well, I had the sub-3 pacer overtake me about 23 and a half miles.
Yeah.
Which was potentially a bit depressing, but I kept him in my sights, and then I overtook him just before 26 miles.
I'm
so that was great.
I wish there was more of us, because that's a round of applause.
No, but it was great, because it's tempting to just let him go, but to keep him in my sights and then have him again...
Yeah.
Was great.
That's
it was really,
really
it was a really good film. And then you know you're in it then, you know.
Also, I kind of just want to say, 2:59:21, I think there's been, you know, you were like, oh, I just scraped it. I don't see that at all. I think that it's such a win because you knocked 5 minutes off your PB.
It
was always going to be under the wire. And you got under the wire by 40 seconds. I mean, we were talking marginal gains. That's really something.
It's amazing when you turn that corner, saw 59, sprinted, and then with about 20 metres, 30 metres to go, you know you've got it. And then you're just surrounded by blokes clenching their fists and swearing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like...
Well, that's because when you go for quarter hours, you're with a crew of people sprinting for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And beautifully... Not racing each other, just racing that clock.
Absolutely, yeah. That is the... But it was the first marathon I'd done where I was racing the whole way, in terms of racing myself, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Well, actually, there was... I read a quote a couple of days before, Haile Gebrselassie.
Yeah.
Was saying that he doesn't race other people or race time, he races the distance.
Yes.
And it is that, isn't it? You're racing the distance.
Yeah.
Because it's tough.
Yeah, absolutely.
On every level, for everyone who ran it.
Well,
it's really hard work.
And it's athletics. It's athletics you're doing. You're running all as fast as you can.
Yeah.
You know, I set off running too fast, and then spent the next half a marathon just running what felt like steady.
Yes.
And then I just kept on running.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like for us normal people. But you were
really
running it like Haile Gebrselassie. You have to max out at all times, but with common sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a crazy.
A lot of people.
Achievement.
It's a lot of people. Everyone slows. It's just the level of slowing, isn't it? Unless very, very elite.
Oh yeah. Although slows. That guy who with the incredible splits, I think he's a robot.
Which guy?
Oh, he got in touch on running on Twitter and said, "What do you think of these?"
Oh, the absolute even split blade.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That was great.
Yeah,
that's great.
I think it's a lie. That's what I think.
That's amazing. I'm constantly amazed by how many great runners there are.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, that footage of the guy who's nearly collapsing near the end, and the guy you know, they're all 250s around there.
A lot of people
around.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, that's,
you know, that's so fast. There's a lot of fit people.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of people, you know, the people just watching. It is such a wonderful thing. It really is. And, you know, and not to be too precious about it, we're comedians, and we like, you know, mockery works. We're
yes,
into that.
Yeah.
But if you were sitting on the couch... And I'm talking now to our brother comedians here. If you made up a little joke about how you watched the marathon and you couldn't finish it because it was too boring, I'd like to tell you right now to sod off.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have a better time. It's like every big experience, isn't it? It's much better to be in the inside looking out.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's much better to be in there. I mean, we got whisked away a little bit, didn't we, that? Because I really like just soaking it up and chatting to people directly after the finish. Because I'm just a babbling mess. And
we ended up letting something out at that point.
Totally.
Particularly when you run as hard as you do, you're kind of ready for instantly ready for a party.
So we ended up, we got whisked away, and you end up being in this whisked away with a kind of celeb massage. And I'm not moaning, but it was just me and a bunch of Kenyan blokes who like real elites, and then just me. It's really odd. I ended up just babbling to this girl, you know, who walked me there the 200 yards, you know. Because you just lose it a bit, don't you?
Yeah, it wasn't as much. I mean, it wasn't a hardship, really, was it? I mean,
no, it's amazing. It's amazing, but I do like to soak it up with people.
I dozed off a couple of times during that massage, so, you know. I don't know, and it gives you a moment to
reflect with a bit of peace.
And it was nice, I don't know, because I stepped back in and I met a lot of people who'd run for Parkinson's UK.
Yes.
Once we were going down to get the bags and stuff. It's just brilliant.
Like that fallout.
Loads of people, and it's a lovely do, isn't it? Because so many people running for Parkinson's, and several of them running with Parkinson's, which is
amazing.
What an achievement. What an achievement.
Amazing,
you know, everyone's journey with Parkinson's is different, but one thing's for sure, it doesn't make life easy. You know, even if you if you've got early onset and you haven't had it long, it's a condition, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And running the marathon is hard enough at the best of times, so I just, you know.
That's amazing.
That's a blooming win.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I was a bit like the last year when I did 3:10, but just sort of, you know, I was getting a bit teary looking for my family and stuff, just with relief.
Yeah.
Happiness, just relief that it's over.
Absolutely.
Relief that you can stop running, but also just the general scenes, the people, you know.
Yeah, I had more
it
of a...
It was really nice.
I had more of a come down. I just finished and thought, oh... But it was so nice to see my family.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, I was saying, because I needed their help last year. And and I didn't want it, you know, I was both broken and grumpy.
Right.
So it was an excellent bit of wife work from Junior kind of guy. What do you need now? Is it nothing that you need now? Just stand back from daddy, children.
Yeah.
While he works out what he wants next. Don't talk to me. Give me a can of Coke. And and I wasn't like that this year, so it was nice. I could actually celebrate with them.
Yes. That is nice, yeah.
Now, talking of things on Twitter, Giles Horridge, his name I remember because it reminds me of Genesis P. Orridge from Throbbing Gristle.
Well remembered.
Yeah,
that's
thanks.
A good method, yeah.
But he looks different to Genesis P. Orridge. Google it. Nightmarish. Giles says, is the Yorkshire Marathon good for a PB?
I think it probably is.
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, I mean, we've both had PBs there in the past, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's nice and clear running. There's a couple of uphills, but there's some really long gradual downhills as well, which can only help.
It's basically, as I think we said before, it is one big swell. And you run out over it and down it, and then you come back up over it and down it, and then you do it one more time.
And the atmosphere is great. It's really well organised. I'll tell you what, I found... maybe it's because I was so tired. I found London a bit hilly this year.
Yeah. Well, I think.
I mean, it obviously isn't.
No, but you know, I think it's really valid. I think there's a kind of a... When you're running fast, you're going to know it, you know, because a hill
there's
is always...
There's a couple of little tunnely hills or whatever.
It always pushes back against you. And all the hills in London, and this is really worth noting, I would say, because anyone who says to you, London's flat, the hills aren't going to be a problem, is telling the truth.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like running in the mountains. But if you're doing it and you're thinking, hey, wait a minute... They're pretty tough, and I think it's good to hear you say that, because I always think of it in terms of kind of first-timers.
No, I felt
because they come
I felt
at tough
it.
Moments.
No, they do.
Like
they
when
do.
You climb up to 10 miles, there's a hill.
Yes.
So just when you're really feeling it. In fact, I remember saying in my first marathon, I was tired at 8 miles. I don't think I was tired. I think I was going up a hill.
Yeah.
And there's another one. There's a really tough one at 16, probably the biggest hill on the whole run.
Yes.
And it's just after a really miserable stretch.
Yeah.
Just after
dogs,
I'd seen the woman in her pyjamas standing on the curb. And, you know, and so the timing is bad. Half, the climb up to 14 is a slight uphill.
Yeah.
They're tiny, but if you don't recognise them... You could easily think that you're just getting depressed or
they become exaggerated in your head.
Yeah, exactly.
But I would say that Yorkshire's a great marathon.
Yeah, and I think, I suppose in the wider scheme of things,
it's possible to run flat marathons, but if you're going to run 26 miles in a real place, you've got to assume there's going to be a bit of gradient.
There's going to be a bit of undulation.
Yeah. And, we found it great for getting a bit of speed on. I mean, you obviously just got your PB in London, but that was achieved with supreme effort.
Yeah, and more training and just with that. It's a really good marathon and pretty swift. People
Giles,
go there to
Giles
get
has PBs. Got 3:02
right.
And wants to go sub 3.
I think
we're
it's
saying
a good place
from
to do
here,
that.
Do it in York. The other thing is, in our experience, it's a bit like the Royal Parks, it's a really nice time of year for good weather but chilly. Which is obviously...
And something that's a bit underestimated, I think your body is naturally quicker in the autumn after a summer of running in the heat.
Yeah.
I just think your body just speeds up a bit.
That's right.
Because you come out of the winter with that, you know, for London and you're
yeah,
still
that's
a bit...
True.
You're not quite, there's something about... I'm always quicker in the summer and autumn, basically.
Yeah. Well, I'd never thought of that before in my life, but both my PBs are in the autumn.
Yeah.
And look like, how the hell did I do that?
I don't know if I can do one more, but maybe to the corner and back, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think?
It's up to you. Let's go a little bit. And well, that brings us to... What's next for you? Have you had any thoughts about that yet?
I don't know. I just wanted to give props to old Kay Carter.
Yes.
Who ran really hard. Did 3:10, but felt disappointed. But I looked at the BBC iPlayer. She looked so... In terms of someone who's... She was desperate to beat 3 hours, done all the training and all the races. And she gave us that gel tip of doing it every, taking more gels earlier. So
yes,
I want to thank
her
for that.
Yes.
And she gave us a great podcast. And in terms of battling the marathon, honestly, when she comes over the line, she's met it full on. She's really...
And what was and she? 3:10.
She was 3:10.
Yeah.
Which is a very fast time for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure she'll come again, and it's just like, wow.
If
honestly,
you
she really pushed it.
All the people we've spoken to with the ongoing marathons, that's Kate did 3:10. Joe Warner did a very steady 4:07.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to him yet, but it looks very, it's like he had a great run.
Good.
Aforementioned John, he said it was his toughest one he'd done. He's done 5, like me. And he said it was the hardest yet, and he came in just under 6. He crawled in, in his own words.
Yeah.
But, you know...
So much time on your feet, isn't it?
That's right.
So hard.
And who else have we spoken? Oh, Bryony. Bryony, she ran all the way, she said.
She looked in good spirits.
Yeah, she had a really good one.
And course, Vassos was his 3:06, although we did him last year.
Bryony did good it in significantly. It was 5-something.
Yeah.
And she was, ran all the way. She two things to her. She was really pleased she'd run all the way and never again.
Although she was immediately possibly tweeting about next year.
Yeah.
The day later. Sophie Ray, we've got a PB, 3:29, which is amazing.
3:29:15.
That's great for her.
Again,
isn't it?
like
she just went through
it.
She just
PB
went
anyway,
for it and got
come.
It. It's a great PB.
I can remember when she was training and working towards 3:45, which is wow. And you know, she's just climbing up.
She's just getting better and better, isn't she?
Yeah, and I'm getting worse and worse. So Sophie Ray with his good next time we both run the same event, she'll go faster than me, which is really, really gonna hurt.
every marathon's different, isn't it?
Yep.
So in terms of future.
Yeah.
Initially, I mean, I've got so much to get sorted with the house and tax and account. I keep coming back to tax.
Yeah.
And I've got to sort out my tax and find my tax.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to do summer
so
track.
You're gonna be
summer track
instead of running.
Yeah. Summer track, 2 weeks virtually completely off, the odd jog and a swim.
Yeah.
Summer track, try and get faster, work on my form and flexibility. I've realised I have to stretch more, and I've started to stretch a bit.
Yeah.
And then I might do an autumn marathon. We'll see how I feel.
Okay.
But it'd probably be like Abingdon or something like that, just as fast, as flat as possible.
Well, let's stop now. Let's stop. Come on.
Woo!
Let's stop.
And how about you? How about you?
Well, I'm going to do
New York,
and I'm going to do it faster. So, you know.
Well, I'll be there to help you.
You're going
to
train.
I'll be there
pacing.
To help you. Yeah.
But I'm going to do the Richmond 10.
Yes.
In 1 hour, 12 minutes and 30 seconds or less.
Right, okay, cool.
And I ran the first 10 of London in 1 hour 13. So
when is the Richmond 10? When is that?
30 seconds off. It's it's the 4th of June.
Okay.
Or the first Sunday in June, if I've got that wrong, listeners.
We're doing that park run 10 as well, aren't we?
Phone's gone wrong again.
Don't worry about it.
We're
doing the park run 10.
That's that one. That's the same
right.
one.
Well, I'll run with you. I'll pace you.
Yeah, well,
if you want to pace, I mean, it might do your head in, isn't it? You might not want me to pace you.
I've got to learn to pace myself.
You might not want me to pace you.
No, well, we'll see. But also, you might have different ideas about what you want from
no,
it.
No. I won't be racing hard over.
But
10,
you know, man. I've missed out the most important date in the running calendar,
which is
the Crouch End 10K.
Oh, of course. Yeah, we're a few weeks away from that.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's massive.
I think we should do it, make it our own marathon to Madoc. We're definitely going to run in Coventry. Yeah. I think we should do it drinking.
Yeah, just get some wine out at all the stations. Just say that's Rob's and Paul's special containers. Yeah. They seem to be lingering a lot longer around the water stations
Rob's,
this
Paul's
year.
And Julie's, surely. Yeah.
And Julie. Do you know what? I don't know whether she can do it this year.
What?
I know. I think she might have some family thing. I don't know. They might actually cancel the whole event out of respect. That she can't do it. But
talking
we'll
of other events, respect to anyone who there were other runs this weekend, big ones.
It's yeah,
big
Blackpool moment. Marathon.
Yep,
she's good. That's old James. Shout out to him.
Yeah,
he did really well.
Got his PB.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was an Edinburgh run as well. Someone did. Great runs, great achievements. It's been a very
marathons
special
all over.
Time.
It's been glorious, and we'll be running through the summer, various guises, resting, chilling.
Can I just say one other thing?
Of course you
the
can.
The finishers top for the
oh, yeah,
marathon.
Oh, yeah, so cool.
It's the best
super
finishing.
Super cool, isn't it? It's super cool.
It's really good, London. It's the best one of any event I've done.
It's a T-shirt that I actually look forward to wearing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We've had good ones in the past, but it's the single best finishers top.
I think it's when people mix the deep blue with pink elements, because Bath did that as well, and I like that one.
Yeah, yeah,
I really
yeah.
like deep blue and a bit of pink.
Yeah, I mean, deep navy that can be seen as black is very on trend.
Yeah, very on message.
I mean, that's like what colour my daughter's shoes are, and that's saying something.
What's the ice cream about then?
Well,
on the top.
Got it licked.
You got it licked. But it's not a sponsorship thing. It's just a kind of vaguely camp. It's got kind of disco elements, hasn't it?
Yeah, and the flake is Big Ben. I don't know if that's where it began. And then it's a bit more of a stretch, but the cone is the shard.
Right.
And then it sort of says... It says 26.2 in the ice cream, and then the sprinkles are the runners, and the blue sauce is the River Thames. 26.2. It's really good.
It's great. It's glorious.
We're both wearing ours, and the camera's gone on the phone, so you can't see it. But just picture us.
Did the
now.
Race? Got the t-shirt.
We're in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Paul's limping slightly. It's like a badge of honour. the trees, the horse chestnuts have got all their candles up. The Cleswell Park Church is there. That guy's stretching. At least I hope he's stretching.
It's like
and we're here in our ice like, cream t-shirts.
It's like I was doing an interview with Parkinson's. Straight after the marathon, I must have sounded like Nelson Mandela. I was just babbling on about humanity and people. And it's great where it leaves you, isn't it?
It does leave you in a bit. The voice.
I was so tired. That would have been weird to launch into the impression. But it does leave you in a wonderful place, doesn't it?
It really does. It's beautiful. And on that note, I'm proud of you. And I love
proud
you.
Of you, mate. It's great.
I'm proud of everyone.
Great to go through it together, man. It's been brilliant. So get in touch, and we'll be running through the summer, and good luck with it all. Easy recovery. And if you saw it for the first time on the telly and fancy doing it,
do it.
Do it.
But train for it, for goodness sake.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
With Paul Tolkienson and Rob Deering.